Good morning, it's Tuesday, May 17th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect early clouds Tuesday, clearing partially and ending with evening clouds. Rain starts developing after midnight. Temperatures are in the low 60s and mid 40s. Wednesday's weather will be a different story, however. The forecast calls for a powerful winter-like storm to bring heavy rain and wind to western Washington, and a foot of snow could fall in the Cascade Mountains. We're expecting sustained winds of 25 miles per hour on the coast, gusting to 50 miles per hour. Residents should prepare for potential power outages. A Chinook helicopter was used Friday to rescue two climbers who were ascending Mount Rainier when one of them fell into an 80-foot crevasse. A rescue crew required multiple attempts to retrieve the two men in their 20s because of heavy and erratic winds. The rescue took place on the south side of the mountain at an elevation of 12,200 feet. The Pierce County Council is expected Tuesday to consider tightening regulations for the sale of dogs at pet stores in a move that would ultimately affect only one shop. The proposed county ordinance would forbid retail stores from selling puppies younger than 10 weeks old. Shops also would be required to obtain dogs directly from a breeder that is licensed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and compliant with state regulations. Additionally, the bill calls for pet stores to display information about where the dogs came from and disclose their price. The ordinance, which could still change, comes as the county deals with a rise in the number of dogs abandoned at the Humane Society for Tacoma and Pierce County, a nonprofit that contracts with the county to provide shelter services. Puyallup-based Puppyland is the county's lone store that sells puppies. The owner of the former Weyerhaeuser campus in Federal Way has announced plans to work with the state in a potential purchase or lease of the former headquarters building, as work begins on industrial redevelopment elsewhere on the site. IRG said funding is approved in the state's supplemental capital budget to identify options to, quote, transform the iconic 340,000-square-foot office building into a dedicated space for learning, workforce training, and economic development to support businesses, residents, and community organizations of South King County and Northeast Pierce County, unquote. The $300,000 allocated will fund architectural renderings, cost estimates, and a comprehensive plan for repurposing the building, according to IRG. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT Offers for more information.